Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. Ask Representative Dowd to review and move the minutes from January 24th.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have reviewed them, and I would move their approval as presented.
Representative Dowd moves the motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We've got two items on the agenda for today. We will today will be the first time that the Rules Committee will put a calendar of the day together. We have four bills that we're going to consider for the proposed calendar of the day as our first item of business. Second item of business will be committee budgets, and this will be the budgets that we have for all our committees through the end of the legislative session, and we will come again, meet at towards the end of the session to ratify the entirety of the budgets for the committees, but that'll just be for the first, just between now and the end of session, and is similar to what we've done in the past. So without further ado, we've got, I think members have the proposed calendar of the day. We have four items on the calendar of the day: Senate File 40, House File 1, House File 55, and Senate File 139. So I will move the proposed calendar of the day for Thursday, February 10th. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Next, we will have the R11 resolution, and if I could ask Mr. Crow to come forward and describe that a little bit, and I believe it's in your packets as well.
Mr. Chair and members, it's fairly self-explanatory. The memo describes kind of past practice with committee budgets. As the chair indicated, the initial amounts on there will get us through the end of session, allow us to make payments from committee budgets until you reconvene and adopt full committee budgets. There's a memo, a chart that shows how much was spent last year or over the last 2 years on committee budgets, and then a third chart that shows the history of allocations and how much has been spent since 1995. And the resolutions in your copy should be on the back of the front page memo.
Thank you, Mr. Crow, and for members, that's this thing in the chart that you have, the Excel file, shows $2,000 for all of the committees that we have, with the exception of the redistricting committee, which would be the single committee that would expend more than that nominal amount between now and the end of session, and then we will adopt our full complement for the sessions. Do we have any discussion to the resolution, the R11 resolution, the amounts, or what we're doing? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the R11 resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Further discussion? We are adjourned.